And 50 years ago, if I'd have walked into a place like this and been a shoeing mules and putting wagon tires on wagons, and now then all kinds of blacksmith work, and now then it's another story altogether. I wonder what it'll be another half century. I won't know nothing about it, but I just can't keep them thinking about it. That is quite a little deal.
Yeah, it is.
There, they was overhauling a hay baler there that needed some repairs. One man just go right out in the field and just bale hay, you know. Say, they've really got that down pat.
Oh, haven't they?
Ooh.
Thrashing, too.
Oh, yes. My goodness alive. I tell you what, I had nearly a new binder here. Put it in shed. Way back several years ago, didn't have no use for it. Well, I tried every fella in the world I could think that might want a binder. Couldn't have no place to get shed of that binder, and finally I run on to an old man and said, I've got two piggy gilts, says I'd give you for that binder, and I said, boy, you traded with him. I went and got his gilts and had good luck with him, and he come and got his binder. Something you don't need, we don't use cars.
Yeah, and you keep those things you don't need, and they just become more
powerful. You've got to where you see it. Well, it finally got to where, unless you just strike a man that thought he had a gun, it'll just work what it's lay out. It'll jump. No matter how good a binder was, it didn't want it.
Now, you mentioned gilts. What are they?
They're the young sows before they have their first litter of pigs.
Uh-huh.
That's what they call gilts.
Uh-huh.
One of them raised seven pigs, and the other one raised five. And
that's a good trade.
I sold seven of them at 2 months old for $9 a piece, and I still got the others. They was younger. And I still got the other five. My wife still got the sow. So there was a question about it. My binder was still been sitting there. It was a funny deal happened there. Down here, half mile at my boy's place, he's got another property down there. Had it in the shed down there, and I told him, I said, now, if anything happens, it'll be yours now. I'm going to tell you that. I never thought about it. I had reference to a fire.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't come a little cyclone in about a week or 10 days after I traded to him before he got it moved. Broke some of the real sticks, you know, that's the parts that goes over, and tore the barn all to pieces, and just made a heck of a mess. Now, I never once dreamed about a storm. I just made it appear, you know, so if it burnt up, it'd just be his loss. Bad was coming along with that storm. Never even dreamed about it.
Did the insurance?
No, made a remark. He bought that about a year ago. Made a remark. He maybe ought to insurance on the barn. He knew he couldn't put it on the house. There wasn't any, it wasn't much account, and there wasn't no flu in it. But he could have insured the barn, because it joined his other farm here, you know, and he could have insured that barn, but he didn't.
How about, has he got it insured now?
No, it's just ruined it. That's
too late.
Just tore it all to pieces.
What do you say if somebody's got a wagon full of something and he takes it someplace? He's doing what?
Freighting.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
we used to call freighting. You know, for instance, sometimes it maybe freight a load of stuff from up here in Arkansas way down in this nation country, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's what we used to call freighting. I guess that's what you'd call it now.
And you mentioned putting chains on the tugs and then hitching them to a log. What would you say you did with that log?
Well, for instance, you sometimes, now I'll tell you what, even today, lots of times you take a good pair of mules and you would get down in a place where you can't get in there with a tractor or with a truck, you know, see?